Christian who has made a difference is a man who preached republicanism and independence in America while America was still under British rule, yet he spent time in jail as a young man for not supporting the Jacobite rebellion in Scotland. He's Reverend Dr. John Witherspoon. John Witherspoon. He's regarded as one of the founding fathers of the United States of America. He was a key signatory of the United States Declaration of Independence before freedom from Britain was achieved. As president of what we now call Princeton University, he trained many key leaders of the early nation. John Witherspoon was a descendant of Scottish Christian leader John Knox and an ancestor of present-day actor Reese Witherspoon. John Witherspoon was born at the town of Gifford on the east coast of Scotland in 1723. He obtained a Master of Arts from Edinburgh University in 1739 at the age of only 16, and then he studied theology. He became the best-known speaker in Great Britain through various clergyman appointments in Scotland. However, he moved overseas to America in 1768 at age 45 to take up the position of president of the Presbyterian College of New Jersey, which we now call Princeton University. He transformed that institution into a successful and thriving centre for training Christian leaders and clergymen. He also reorganised the Presbyterian Church in America, changing it from a dependent daughter church of the Church of Scotland to a free, independent church. He strongly supported the move for independence for the 13 American states and in his sermons gave strong support in that direction. As the cause of American independence developed, Witherspoon became its leading advocate in New Jersey. As a consequence, he was made New Jersey delegate to the Continental Congress. The Continental Congress was an interim policy-forming body formed some years before independence from Britain was actually achieved. He was placed on the most important committees and entrusted with delicate commissions. He took a conspicuous part in both military and financial matters, and his colleagues were astonished at the versatility of his knowledge. Although most signatories to the Declaration of Independence were devout Christians, he was the only practicing clergyman to sign the Declaration, adding his moral weight to that document. His students at the Presbyterian College included a President of the United States, a Vice President, 9 Cabinet officers, 21 Senators, 39 congressmen, 3 justices of the Supreme Court, and 12 state governors. As a theological writer, Dr. Witherspoon had few superiors. He was a first-rate statesman. He was an upright citizen, a fond parent, a good tutor, and a humble Christian. When he died in 1794, at age of 72 years, it was felt that a great man had fallen. The state of New Jersey in the USA declared 1975 to be called the John Witherspoon Year. This was to be in recognition of Witherspoon's great service in changing New Jersey from a British colony to a patriot colony. New Jersey did this in 1975 as a tribute to this man of God, patriot, educator, and signer of the Declaration of Independence, and to encourage a return to God, patriotism, fidelity in government, true education, and the spirit of 1776. In many ways, John Witherspoon is similar to Australia's own John Dunmore Lang. Both were Scottish-born, Christian clergymen, and advocates in their colonies for independence from Britain. We salute Reverend Dr. John Witherspoon, a Christian who made a difference.